Peter. For one, me and my partner here, Mr. Cimini, are board members. We have the CMO, the acting CEO, and the manager of scientific services behind. I wasn't on the board when the World Cup happened, so spare me all that. Can I hand over to them to give the presentation?
So this was very patriotic, if you don't know that. They're very patriotic. They spent a lot of money on the World Cup. CEO.
Thank you, Chairperson, members and our colleagues in the Water Board and Department of Water Affairs. I'll go through to the presentation and that's the content in terms of our area of supply. In terms of our area of supply, it's on the other side of Utugel, which includes Utungulu District Municipality, Mkanyagude, and Zululand. In terms of our core business or our primary activities, we are mainly in Utungulu, where we are supplying the industry there and the municipality in that area. In Kanyagude, we do have a presence there in terms of assisting the municipality in terms of implementing the Arabic. In Zululand and the rest of the district municipalities that are shown in, I'll say, green, we are there as implementing agent on behalf of the Department of Education in implementing the school sanitation predominantly in rural areas. In terms of the core business, we've got about 7 customers, of which 6 of them are the private sector and the Richards Bay Municipality of Mhlatunze. They are paying very well, I must mention that, so we don't have problems in terms of the payment. We have a long-term contract with all of them, a 20-year long-term contract, so we don't have issues in terms of payment. To a greater degree even that are more current and ready.
That's the oldest of the current subsidies. There's one big one, 405. So you've got no problem with paying.
No time.
The Zulus obviously pay well. In
terms of the annual report, yes, I'm not going to dwell that much on the targets. We met most of them. If we move to the next one, probably the only one where we can go back. The only one that we're not able to meet is the one for Detox Day. Again, here it's some of the customers that we are servicing in terms of the lab services, which is predominantly in Kenya, which is that area, but it's in that field.
When you say just now your client, you have some private client, what does that mean?
Industries. The monies and all of those. We bill them direct. So
providers direct?
Yes. With the agreement of the we've got an agreement with the city of Mhlatunze to supply them direct. As well as when we do consultation.
Don't do it with the municipality, you've got the direct.
No, we do it with the municipality first. Then we go to individual private customers because we try to give them the opportunity that if they are not happy with us, they can go to the city as the authority. And in terms of annual report, we have actually received the unqualified for a couple of years.
I see that the AG says that you regret. But unqualified, but still in the situation it was previously.
Yes, we have regrets and we've addressed the issue that we got to regrets. It was not submitting the predetermined objective. which was the reason why we were qualified.
So you sorted that out?
Yeah, in fact it has built
well, I won't see you next year.
You're not going to be near. We go back to our normal spot. Let me just move to the next one again. Because these are financial issues, in general, all of them we believe are within the acceptable range. In terms of the last financial year expenditure, our expenditure was sitting at 76% at the end of the financial year. To a greater degree, that was because of the increased refurbishment, which was since then completed in the following financial year. Maybe in green there, next to each project, we've actually given the indication of how much were those projects, because they are over the number of financial years. Like for example, in phase Z, it's, maybe if I can start here then. The WARE was 27 million, in phase Z, 177 million, in banking, 43 million, but over the couple of financial, over two financial years, that was towards the end of the financial year. Maybe they keep the strategic objectives as well. Just that one as well, maybe so we can go to the tariff. In terms of water losses, they are still low. In terms of the capital expenditure, we had 45. Well, as I've mentioned, we've got both internally funded and external funded to a certain degree. The external funded, which is very big, it's almost close to 500 million annually, and we are not doing that bad in terms of that one. And predominantly, that's where we're servicing the rural areas. Coming back to the past tariff, we have three tariff structures, natural service four tariffs, one for the raw water, the purified water, the A line and the B line, which is actually the effluent line. Assuming that the 8% ESCOM increase, the tariff structure for next financial year in terms of the raw water, well, the tariff for next financial year is going to be 142 for potable water, 3.33. The B line and the C line, which is the effluent line, is actually shown there. And then if you try to project it for the future financial years, and we made assumption on the potable water because we are not getting electricity direct from ESCOM. We are getting electricity from the municipality. In as much as ESCOM increases 9.3, but we're still waiting the final confirmation from the municipality in terms of how much they're going to charge us. That's what we actually said we're estimating at this stage that it eventually will be 12%.
What's that tourism, is there?
Richardsley and Bagania and so on.
Yes.
Well,
that's your big bank.
That's our biggest client, yes. Well, that's actually the process that we followed. We tried to contract as broad as possible, as I've actually explained it. Those are our key area of focus, and those given in them. And there was an alignment to Department of Water Affairs outcome as well, so it's in there as well. I've just included there the our top 10 risk, which is actually what is given there from 1 to 10. The pipe of the fire.
What is your 7?
It's 52 million. 52 million.
And, what's
the size of your
debt? Do you have any debt, any loans?
Yeah.
How big is it?
I'll give it to
your
phone.
Yes, thank you. Our loans are
220
million. And then 20. Yes, 220 million. And then our...
Sorry, your size of your paycheck, how much is that?
500 million.
500 million, your debt is 120.
Yes. And our
our investment is around about 180 million.
That part of your statement, the same statement.
Yes, sir.
The money that you've invested, that you
cash that
money. If you improve your capex from higher than half a billion, you'll be able to take some of that investment money and do it.
Definitely.
Okay.
I have another issue. Thank you.
Don't worry about the response. I don't know. In any case, the idea. It'll be coming to me, not to Charlotte. It's no good. I tell you what, Charlotte always made a lot of comments because it's the biggest part of the report. So you, but you're saying a big part of your budget that it actually are big.
Are big.
You spend and it's privatized.
To a greater degree, it's are big because for this financial year alone, in Jozini alone, it's close to 200 million. That's one project. And then the Kabisa, which is a small amount, is 20 million, and Tuhutu is 20 million. And then the Department of Education, which is rural school sanitation, is about 150 million.
That's awesome. You must look at this figure for me and see the guys. But you guys must update, you know, the information we've been looking for, like the settings we really need to see clearly what you're doing. Internally and externally. I mean, you saw our night in Makhali's business. Show us exactly where the level of thinking. Okay. All right. Question? Mrs. Kosana?
The youth is pushing the economy during their lifetime. The economy is no, thanks very much. I think we must appreciate the report from this water board, and also even their operation is very clear. I'm very much interested about the rural areas. As you are saying, you are putting sanitation in the rural schools. I want to check with you, with those rural communities, are you also saying that? And what challenges do you have as a baby singer? And also you must couple it with the water losses that we're experiencing throughout the country. Even in your area or in your province, you know, there is such a problem. I get the guarantee on that. Thank you very much.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Chair, and thanks very much for the presentation. I just want to look at your top 10 risks, and I know you said that you had sorted out or you were on the road to sorting it out. Can you just give me some highlights on your infrastructure failures, and particularly your BE rating? I see you're sitting at the level 6. Where are you people now? What are people doing towards improving on that? Skill shortage in the water environment. I just want you just to give us a little bit more information on those 10 risks because you know, you've got funding constraints, fraud crisis. Just tell us a little bit more about it, if you don't mind.
Anyone else? Okay.
Thank you, Tamela. Maybe starting with our involvement in terms of assisting with water losses. At the beginning of this year, we have signed a five-year contract with Team Calabria. Part of the things that I included there is actually, I must thank Mr. Mziwa. At the time, he was one of the administrators who facilitated the five-year agreement. So part of what we'll be doing, we'll be assisting Kenya with the water losses, starting with towns. We started with the process in terms of gathering information around towns, identifying meters that need to be changed. So we are in a process working closely with the municipality in that regard, but starting with the towns. In terms of the challenges with the sanitation, probably this will cover some of the risks that have been mentioned by the honourable member. This is particular school sanitation. This is not household. So we are involved with health and hygiene and well through our CSI program. We are also assisting some children from rural areas in terms of their technical and units towards obtaining their degrees and diplomas. And further to that, we are using this opportunity to expose some of the kids to some of the technical infrastructure. We normally have the visit where they come to look at our infrastructure and then get to explain to them about the available careers or the areas within the water industry, particularly in rural areas, because in some of the areas they've never seen a scientist or engineer in their lifetime. So we use that program to literally expose them on such things. Some of the risks that we actually highlighted is project failure, as
the honourable board member, the honourable member has actually highlighted. When the school sanitation was actually targeted the small contractors as part of the development program, part of it has been successful to a greater degree, but we have had a lot of failures in the process. Hence the reason why this year we are engaging aggressively in terms of getting bigger companies to join venture with small companies with a greater degree, particularly with the school sanitation and in Chozini, where it's rocky. Most of these companies actually have failed. So that's the area that is, we see it as a risk. In as much as we like to give work to them, but that goes with that risk. So we're trying to have that in terms of bringing on board the bigger companies, and part of the things that we'll measure them on is the transfer of skills to smaller companies. I think I'll cover the two questions. So the B rating. At the moment we are stage 6, which is actually a challenge to us because we are competing with private sector on this web. Normally the municipality don't actually give it direct to us. We normally compete with private sector, which most often these companies are at level 3. Even though you can beat them in terms of the price, but the level is counting against us. We are working on that because the reason why we are in level 6 is not because we are not doing some of the things that we're supposed to be doing in order to get to a lower level, because we're not keeping records. But from now onward, we're confident that if one of the major goals for this particular financial year to get is at level 4. But to a greater degree, it was, like for example, one of the measures is how long do you take to pay your companies, the small companies. We're paying them in time, but we're not keeping record. The issue of training, we're not keeping the record in a manner that is acceptable in order for us to get points for those things. So we're confident that we'll improve in that area, but it remains a big risk, because particularly when it comes to the competing with private sector, which are level 6 and most of them are level 3.
Can I just follow up with that?
Yeah.
It's a huge risk for your scorecard rating, particularly if you are competing with the private sector, and the private sector is level 3. And surely, as I said, we should really be putting at that level as well, or even better. So I really urge you to look at this, to keep your records and to get it right, because in the long term, even shortly, you are going to be continuously suffering. Thanks.
Now, obviously, it's not ideal because we haven't really been able to engage with this water board because we don't have the most important information, which is the future, your capital spend in the future, and which you actually are indicating is quite positive. It's double of what last year, so it's unfortunate. Tova, I think you must find a way, although I know you write to the water board and tell them what you want them to report on. But I think you need to, it's now shown with the Overberg report, and it's now shown with this report, that it's no use by the time when it gets here that they don't have the information in the report. So I think you must find a mechanism how you're going to try and make sure that the information that's needed here is actually part of the report. Okay? But I leave it up to you how you're going to do it. But it's a bit problematic, we don't have it. And because we're working through you, we're not dating directly with them, I can't tell them where I want to tell them. So you have to find a way to make sure that information is here. Like, I mean, I know that they had a different CEO previously, didn't they? I don't know. Wasn't as young as you. It was old as me. No, I remember it because of the World Cup tickets, but okay. So I'm going to do that, okay? So then we might make sure, maybe you can just check before they come here that everything's been covered. Particularly the main things, like capital expenditure for next year. The usual things we check, debt and so on, okay? All right, thanks, Nandruzi. We thank you very much. As you know, that is my part of the world. Say hello to all the people and to the spirits and things there and so on. Tell them I'm thinking of them. And I've been there recently and I still especially affected in this situation. So give my regards. Anatola, the qualified report. I'm proud to be there. Qualified report. This one looks like a couple of days. So blue land was tough, and look at this, this is really. Okay, welcome, Amatole. As I have started off, I've already raised where the red flags are. So you know what I need to raise now. Welcome, and please start.
Thank you, Chair. Honourable members, Department of Water Affairs, Treasurer, and fellow Water Board Authorities and Advisors, thank you for the opportunity. Take this opportunity, if it is okay. Next to me is Mr. Msiwa, the CEO, Strategic Manager, Director of the CEO, Jason Flowerday, Kala Gomela, Operations Director, and Jabo, Service Director. I'm pleased to lead the team to make the presentation to you, which in a nutshell is the presentation of our water ramp strategy from the downward spiral we experienced in the past 2 years. I'm not mentioned though, because I know it's a matter of interest to you, as I just mentioned it, the issue of the regulatory. I know that the provincial retention record that we've gotten a qualified audit, but in a way explain the origin of it. It was an unfortunate outcome which came out of the goodwill from the Department of Water Affairs. When they allocated to other projects, which they already appointed their own contractors, and we made a conduit pipe for the project, which then meant our expenditure on the project was not in line with our own supply chain policies. That then ended up the qualified audit report. We have since adopted a policy on how to deal with all the emergent procurement issues for the future, and we hope that that will not occur again. As you will note from our presentation, in our strategy we have a target in 5 years to have as a dedicated bit of Section 29 in trade activities, meaning primary and secondary business. And in 20 years, we have a 90-10 bit, which, of course, will take us out, completely out of the vulnerability of the secondary business. And the presentation today is a strategy that sets out Amatola Water as a role-based water board, which means it will be based more on the P3 and P4 mentality. I must say that we have no hard feelings of not being a metropolis, because there's no way we're going to get a metro. Now, having an industry as Mkhakos and other colleagues have, but with the hope that what has been articulated throughout the proceedings by yourself, the Treasury Department, in terms of refocusing the funding model, will then be able to create an asset base and will gain a momentum, and which will be able to affect what has been said very soon. Take your hand over to the CEO.
Thank you for your comments. You see, the thing is, we want, we're pushing the department to look at making you more viable and easier for yourself, how you can get into the ultra sky and let the lele out of it and get to the focus. But you see my worry. Look at this. If you say expand the lele into the focus, you can feel relatively comfortable as a committee because their finances are checked, everything is nice, they've got systems in place. When you look at Amatole, you can see what the worry is. Whatever the reasons you give, the fact of the matter is the AG gave you that report. And when we then say expand your function, one says it was absolutely trepidation. Because the problem is it doesn't matter how good your intentions are. You may have the best intentions in the world. But if you haven't got the systems in place and you then expand a project, you can see the kind of risks involved. So I think that is what gets me worried. What worries one immediately is that you are one of the ones I earmarked for further expansion, yet we have that difficulty at the moment. So you know, I think one just has to bear that in mind when we discuss this. Okay, see you as the CEO, which one? There we are. Okay, well, you can set up. from your part of the world, you get that. You don't come like the other ones.
Thank you very much, and honorable members, and my colleagues. I'm one of the people that are coming back from retirement, and I'm hoping that with help, Hattu will be joining me.
Yeah, you can make set a good example. For that old man, you can set an example.
I'll tell him to come back. It's nice coming back. I think what we're focusing again, as my chairperson is saying, is creating a different, much more focused Matola Water. I think also the issues that were raised in the last meeting, naturally we have responded to most of those. We will then move on to the next slide. This again is the picture of where we are, where you see the blue areas. That's where we are currently applying our water. Part of, I had to reconfigure my slide, and I must apologize for that because I was watching the tone of the issues to try and bring in some of the relevant issues, but it's part of the slide provided. And what strikes you there is that basically, although we are, our offices are in London, our volume that we are selling to London is only 3% of the total water required by London. Because it's done that have got their own arrangement. So we're sitting there in the former sky areas, those schemes that got transferred after 1994 and work that was done by the SOS Sky government, those schemes then were then handed over. Sitting with then those type of schemes, you are then running schemes that are so low in terms of volume, that no matter what you do in terms of efficiency, the volumes are often low, and I will then elaborate on how we are responding to that challenge. Second is that both in the sky and also in the trans-sky, we are sitting with a challenge and an opportunity. The opportunity being that most of the land within the form, within the old town, the common age, is fully developed, and there's an overflow of different housing into the tribal land, which is actually an opportunity for growth. So the rural areas are an opportunity for growth because there are substantial housing springing out, you know, in the rural areas, and they cannot survive on 25 liters. They require different access, and to that extent, we have seen that opportunity by responding in terms of the presentation that we're making.
Are the tribal areas part of the work that water boards do, or they fall outside of it? Is it just like the municipalities that are part and not the tribal areas, or is it all included? Do you also provide services there? The reason I ask that is by statute, so I'm trying to think why.
Although it's wall-to-wall local government, areas that were formerly part of the Biscay, which were provided services by the Biscay government and not by the municipalities, those are the ones that were handed over as part of the formation of Matola Water. So we have not been able to actually do a significant penetration into the traditional old towns. We have our presence basically in the old sky dam, the pages and so on. And I think the same challenge I'm saying was Runatal, I was at Mkanyakule for 6 months. Again, the same issues are just emerging, the same trends are emerging there as well. Then, just the key highlights of our report is that with all the difficulties and challenges we've had, naturally we're delivered on the quality of the water. We have enabled those municipalities that we're working with to significantly sort of also gain the blue drops we have. We also have retained some of our safety sort of systems. Our revenue as in that financial year was about 423 million rand. We have now embarked now on significant cost reductions as part of what my chairperson has alluded to.
reducing our risk more, especially from outside investors' perspective. Yes, we've had a qualified audit, we've remedied that, we've implemented a new supply chain support, has adopted a new supply chain management, moved from procurement. The systems are in place, and we're hopeful that that particular episode will not occur. In terms of EDF, we went straight because some of the matters might also be not in our life, because we said we must indicate whether we're paying water affairs for raw water. We want to say that the first 7 months or 8 months of this financial year has seen a significant improvement in terms of liquidity. We are now able to pay all our operating costs. We've gone on a huge drive in terms of managing outstanding debtors. Hence, we are able to pay for our current accounts. We are actually in negotiations, if it concluding an agreement to pay the arrear payment, and we're deciding on acknowledgement. The people owe us money on the core business side. All our accounts are within 3 days, so we are not owed money for the back water. Where we are owed money is the respect of Section 30 activities. That's where we are actually well, we have got the owe on Tambo, which is actually owing us about 4.2 million, and we are much toilet to finish the municipality 10 million, and public works 4 million.
Public work.
Yes. The problem is that I think because we are so desperate for revenue, we were just like a hoover picking up anything that could give us money.
I understand that, but the same thing applies with probably sometimes the hoovers pick up very bad. The problem I just have is that I think we said just now to others. Yeah, I know it's difficult to cut water, but it's not difficult to cut services in terms of where you're providing other services. And people don't want to pay. There's only way that you can do it. There's no use trying to be nice to them. I mean, because all that you do is get deeper and deeper in trouble with us and with the department, and it doesn't solve your problem. Now, what have you done in terms of, have people signed an acknowledgement of debt? What have you done to try and get this money?
So we've been, in fact, last Friday we received about from our town.
From the last time we received last Friday, we received about 4 million rand. Okay, that's what you've collected, but I'm saying, have you got signed things on it that they owe the money, and this is how they will pay it?
We are working on that chair because, but the problem is also the weaknesses from our side as to how we contract it. And so there will still be some write-offs, but my
what I'm going to suggest then is the same as I did for with Makhali. Again, I want before the end of May, Togo, you guys meet with Matole. Meet with these municipalities and you find ways to sort this out. It doesn't look here as if there's big resistance that stems from the municipality. It's more maybe internal difficulties here. So you may have to help them with capacity to sort themselves out so they can not be safe to them. So this is what we hope. But whatever happens, I want you to be before the end of May, report back, this is what you've done to sort out the problem. The other things, as I'm saying, is all the bulk water they're providing, that is being paid. That's why I can see your current outstanding is 9 million on current, in 60 days. But I can see that's the bulk water. So this nonsense here at the back, 16 million, and that's the problem. So, okay, Togo, same as with Makhali. Meet and sort out these things. And I want you guys to become from here. I know you want to help, but as far as this is concerned, if you say, I want deposits up front, I want money up front, whatever, to do the work, it's like you're getting yourself to get into trouble. Okay? And particularly, it makes it difficult to expand you into some sky now if we're uncertain. I'm actually, when I sit here now, I'm hesitant because I sit and think, okay, left the letter we can,
also taken this advice and go and see how you can expand. Can we say to Amitola or not, you know, it's difficult because of this. So let's try to sort these things out, and we can see them more properly in the right light, what their true capacities are. Okay. Alright, so we'll do that with those things, okay? Yes,
I'm also using the PMS tool now, trying to say as accounting officer, I can't contract on anything without the funds being our bank and not the budget that the board is there. You know, wanting me to do that, give me an advance payment of the cash flow. Otherwise, there's no contract and I'm not going to be. So that's the new strategy. The board has landlords. No work until there's money in the bank. That's what we're doing going
forward. I'd like to hear that.
Yes.
I can see you haven't got policy.
In as far as the navigated on the raw water, I think it's very important because we wanted to raise the issue that on raw water, one of the key challenges was the raw water pricing strategy has not been applied correctly. We have areas where we've got the river obstruction where we should have been charged a different charge than a capital charge. But we are talking to the department, but we are saying undisputed amount must be paid, and we have got an arrangement to pay about 2 million rand for the 14 million rand that are for outstanding, so that we don't hold.
Well, you want to know what we say to them. They must meet you before the end of the month, and they must have a plan in place what everything on my day before the end of the month, how you're going to pay in for. So you know, won't get away with it next time.
No, I will. Definitely.
And we'll never have them again, okay. I can see there's also people with teeth over there. They used to have false teeth over there now.
Well, that's good. That's good. So I won't dwell very much upon those intentions because my chair has indicated very clearly the new direction that we're taking.
Let's give us your capex. What is your capex?
We will then move into capex. What we have done is that we want to acknowledge, Chair and honorable members, the good support in our turnaround from both National Treasury and the Department. Because our key constraint has been the capacity of our water treatment works, which, because some of them are so small, they are draining and cross-subsidizing other plants. So we said that look, we have got a pent-up demand, all these water treatments that we have are operating at 140% capacity. So the demand is sitting there. Please help us start to upgrade our plants. And the National Treasury and the Department have come on board. For the CAPEX, we are upgrading our plants, putting additional capacity of about 40 megaliters a day, and we're removing now. Maybe it was written slightly different in your, it was 6.5 plus 2.5, but it is actually in your, we've just added up 6.5 and 6.5 to say this. Yes. Because slide 18.
So all I'm saying, Eddie,
yes, we're moving that.
Want to add another 6.5?
Yes, to 13.
13, and then
and Mushwa to 40, and same thing with
40 was Nauru.
Yes, and that is actually applied there. Okay, in the old areas of BCM, which is like on Fort Jackson, the old then the Tanzania, the old areas that fell under.
So how much is
this
going to cost
altogether? It's going to cost us about 380 million rand, and the department has directly said they will, as a special and exceptional case, allocate our big component for us to afford to upgrade those funds.
So
that
we can
have
the ICU. You're going to say
80,
and then you're going to add RBIC.
No, RBIC, the whole lot of the thing is RBIC.
Oh, RBIC.
Yes, because the banks will not look at us now. I mean, when they look at our financials...
So your money that you're getting in, what are you using that for? Just for...
Yes, we're doing focus well.
Are you using on cases,
no? No, we're doing more on operations and maintenance, right. Making sure. Because as I've indicated, Chair, the risk that we're seeking is that our plants are running beyond a capacity. Our plants will be running at 85%. They are running at 120%.
So you at least want to add your capacity,
yes.
At least you get that to order.
Precisely.
Before you expand.
Before you expand.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very problematic.
Okay.
Okay.
I will also indicate, Chair, the other slide, the other sort of work that we're doing with the OR Campo District Municipality.
So let me just get this right.
There will be no new KPIs in the Amatola area. Not funded from
all of this upgraded.
Yes.
All of it upgraded.
Yes.
No new one.
No new one.
Okay, so that's a big problem we have to check.
Okay. We're not rather hopeful that the opportunities of M-Week will also allow us sort of then again to
impact that
major president.
A lot of M-Week is coming to the Eastern Cape. That's give a big chance.
Yes, yeah.
Keep of course as balance is very long.
Yeah, that they share. But we found also the other municipality that's starting to play the game now with us is the OR Town District Municipality. It's rather interesting how we have actually configured the whole supply as part of this presidential intervention in Amhlanga. We have now been brought in to give planning content and direction and implementation sort of support. Because we think we might not be having money, but we are sitting there with the capacity. As you can see, our water treatment works are meeting us, just like everybody. The problem is that our expansion is hampered by the financial position of the water treatment we have. That is actually what is happening in us. And with the release of funding from any source, perhaps you'll see a difference. You will definitely see a different amount of water.
You just had a surplus, you had a deficit.
Yes, of course.
Brought it down to?
We brought it down about 7 million rand from a project, but already this year I can say it, that we're totally out of work, but now sitting with a surplus of about 10 million rand 9 months down the new financial year.
Surplus of 10
Yes, it is there during the first 9 months, and I think things are improving.
Okay.
We just wanted maybe just to share the last thing that part of the sustainability thinking and planning that we're bringing on the KFD presidential intervention. We then got another dam, which is the biggest dam in the Eastern Cape, same size as NISMA. We're trying to get them to reconfigure the supply of that dam to offer the supply a 50 kilometer radius, which means to say most boiling, all the boreholes and everything that are sitting in there. Get one production hub, deal with the water in different corridors, and significantly increase the economic growth gains. That work is going very, very well. And
has that been approved?
Yes, it's approved. Funding that's approved.
You guys operating with the president?
Yes.
In terms of the PIC?
The project implementation agency work. In other words, what a project implementing agent for your term. On behalf of OR Tambo District Municipality, who are the Water Service Authority, under the broader wing of the presidential intervention. There's about 7 work streams there. Water and waste sanitation is one of them. And
so this is a new one?
Yes.
But this money came out of you, it's coming from outside.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we also own an agreement that we have signed with them to try and get all their water, 12 water treatment works up to the pool from Peter for 5 years. We have signed a contract with them for 5 years. And the beauty about that is that you're not moving all over trying to look and hunt for boreholes. You are sitting and making sure that you are building that sustainable capacity, you know, for a district. And that is opening up a lot of collaborative arrangements with our town.
Around which area is that?
The towns that are there is in Tatang, Banduli, the Moise. Yes, the
old
town. Yes, yeah. Yeah, and another town is actually where next.
You're already expanding. You're already getting into the
definitely. Okay. And I think they will welcome when they say that we should be in that area. The relations have warmed up considerably.
That's good to see. They used to say in politics that the internet sneezes the rest of us, how bad it gets so cold. So they hope that they sneeze again, so they start waking up there.
Now that is the right question now. They've got the right partner.
Okay.
So I think I can just say that I think that's the word that we're actually sort of saying that
We are also working on some key interventions for the department as minister in terms of intervention at Kwezi and the land base. Naturally, we are worried about the cost of water from the reversal of Mozambique or desalination plants and given technology in the real electricity system. And what is leading the department to review is the water allocation along strategy. What is not in the slide that we would just want to highlight is only one thing for the portfolio committee, that the institutional reform process in the Eastern Cape and so on is might run into unintended challenges because of the way the RBIC is being challenged. Competition is being created there because the municipalities are being funded to do their own work. So by the time you've got the institutional plan, there won't be any bulk to operate. So we'll have to be changing our mood to be operational, and I don't think that's the mandate that we were created for. So that matter needs to be synchronized as well, the flow of funds to support the institutional reform process, the intention of getting the municipalities to be in Field A and for us to be in, I've coined the Field A. Can you go up to the slide? We are of the view that the water board should be the bulk infrastructure space, more especially for the rural-based municipalities that have got dispersed communities, so that they can actually focus on the distribution retail component. So that institutional reform, part of its objective is to actually to achieve synergies between bulk and retail. But if we're still creating assets on the side end of that side, when we know that the capacity is very thin, we might actually get the unintended consequences that our funding streams are actually working against the whole consolidation and collaboration sort of effort. And it's something that we should like to bring to point out at the end. I think otherwise we can thank you very much.
Very clear that just like some of the other water boards, there's not really been any growth in this one. The problem, of course, being these Section 30 work you're doing and not the scheme which we have to resolve. But interestingly, as the Treasury is creating more and more grants, clearly the water boards are being drawn more into that. And I think what is not coming out clearly in the report, also, is I think we need to make sure that we do it next year, is the operation of the water boards themselves in terms of what they use and the money that they get, how they spend that paycheck again. That should be clearly distinguished from other sources of funding like RB and IMW, because otherwise you get a very distorted picture. You may look like your water boards are very healthy, but they're not healthy at all. They're totally dependent on these grants and so on. So I think we need to make a more clear distinction. I remember when, I think it's Mahali, when they gave their input, they also sort of, in their capex of theirs, they started showing how they're mixing the money with our big money and so on. Now, I think that's fine. I mean, I don't want to say you can't do that, but I think we need to get a more clear distinction. because, of course, if those grants aren't there more, then clearly that work is not there. And whatever capacities you've created, clearly you're not going to be able to use them. So I think we need to make that distinction much clearer on the source of those. The ones that where they are collecting the money and they get it, they then spend on cash. I've never spent nothing new on paper. We need to know that they don't have money. But they're actually doing new paper stuff, but they're doing through this presidential thing, and maybe through our legal stuff where they're doing it. But not in their area. Okay, so that distinction needs to be more clearly drawn out when we do the paper stand by next year. All right, questions, Ms. Kadana, Dr. Huang, Ms. Ferguson.
No, just thank you very much for your report. I don't know where to start, but I was listening very attentively. But in your report, hasn't shown any progress of becoming better in the near future. And as far as
I know about Eastern Cape, particularly those rural areas, Umtata. At least we need a sense of a progress as well. In fact, giving an input for us here. Now, I'm worried about the education within your board. Can you explain how to capacitate your members and among yourself, who is responsible for that capacity building with the relevant skills that is needed at the board? Very important. I should think we must go through the annual report as members, read it and reread it, and have some time and put flesh on it and assess it very correctly, and take our assessment and coupled with this presentation and look to the future of the board, whether it's progressing or not progressing. But for now, I'm just interested in the capacity building within the board itself, with the relevance. I pause there, thanks so much.
Just remind me, these municipalities are only for the second study. How much money is it?
Okay. It was then Don Juan. Thank you, Chairperson. The thing is, I have two questions. And one is regarding for material will be transferred to the rainwater. I don't know from your board member is what you think. Because the business running is all very bad for financial indicators. So from your PIA work, you say supporting rural livelihood, 2.7 billion. I don't know, your presentation is this amount is right or not right. 2.729 billion. I think from your presentation, PIA work. So I'd like to know this one is right or not. Also, from your job creation, you say the PIA, the contract is, you put 8,500 temporary work and only 19 for the permanent job. What is the difference, total peak? And you say the public work also owe you money. I don't understand why public work owe you money. They put a lot of money, how you can owe you money. Then, I think for the old board is clear, it shows the bonus for the CEO and for the member. So you are definitely, you don't have the bonus for your board member. But because I didn't see that your annual report in the old detail. So I'd like to know, you still have your bonus for your CEO and the old board member. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Ferguson.
Thank you, Jim. I sort of passed comments on question. I can see that there are challenges, huge challenges, but it's happening this being the Eastern Cape. And as you say, you know, Eastern Cape needs to see all of us get a cold. I can see that the challenges are being addressed. And I can see that work is being done. But also, while all this, and as you previously mentioned, one would be hesitant to recommend the upgrade, the expansion. But it appears that the water board is understanding the limitations. I will now give a wait to see, possibly in the report that you speak about coming back to you at the end of May, with how the board will deal with the financial challenges, how will they address it, and how will they improve on the reporting, because that's critical. Also, if we could have a level of comfort going forward, especially with the outstanding debt of about 19 million, I think it was 19 million, and what the what's the way forward in terms of the recovery of that? And Honourable Sasana said that we should look at the annual report in depth because there are problems. I do have a level of comfort that the board has looked at limitations. They are trying to correct some of the things, but I don't feel very comfortable on the financial card recovery. So.
Thank you, Chair. I thought this board is the one that will do better than all this board. It's just a comment from me because they've got this ganda in their board members. The ex ones, those who deal with the things before.
A lot of exes.
Yeah. So I think you have to pull up yourself and the board because when I look at the profile of your board, it says a lot. So I think you will, from here, when you go back home, you will do something different than what we are saying now. Go and sit down and check your skills according to what is in page 50 and 51 and do your level best that you can do. Thank you.
On a very light note, obviously all the X's belong to the wrong section. That is a very light note. Okay, I might all it.
Thank you, Chair. Yes. As for the question of the capacity, I think we are comfortable with the capacity, but we don't have the tools. And the people are leaving us because once you have the professionals that cannot practice their profession because you are hamstrung or the organization becomes weak. Once the organization becomes weak, the first thing is the flash of skills. We are now coming back and actually consolidating those positions because if we do a training that does not and allow people to do anything in full work, so we are comfortable that we have the skills to actually turn the issue around. Our major constraint is the finances. We have the thinking, we are giving the best thinking even in terms of the OR type of intervention. On the question of the budget, Honourable Member, maybe the way we have answered in the presentation, that is the total cost of a 6-year intervention in terms of that presidential intervention for which we have been appointed. Actual allocation for the financial year that we need to move in the next coming 2 years is about 595 million. But intervention is supposed to go on for about 6 years. And the number of jobs that are projected over 5 or 6 years. So that is again the discord that's coming in. Naturally, one of the things that you're raising, which is critical, is the issue of permanent skills. I must hasten to mention that we are also busy with our staff of putting up a sustainability plan. That sustainability starts from training and to operations and maintenance. So more jobs will then start to be clear as some of this physical component of the infrastructure is actually being rolled out. I do want to assure this honorable members that next year when we report, you will see a different Matola order. We admit we had our record with our pants down, but next year when we do report, already starting to show in the first 9 months, but we are starting to turn the corner. With there was a time when the organization was in such a stress that we even worried about the payment of monthly salary as suppliers, but that is totally out of the scene now. We haven't received any bailout. Ourselves have been able to correct what we did, and we are confident the board has got the right to take it forward.
Look, I think that
the bonus was just on one thing. There were no bonuses paid in the last 3 years.
Good.
No bonuses were paid in the last 3 years. Maybe I did receive the bonus when I was working for Mugeni.
I'm very happy.
I wanted Mugeni for 9 years, so. But not at Matola Water. There's been no bonus, and I've been there for 9 months only.
Okay.
Then answer the question for the new transfer. He says next year you will become a reporter again. But you guarantee you next year your name is Sosa Amatore. Because you will be transferred to the Red Order.
Look, I think they clearly the financial problems are there, two of them. Firstly, the collection of that second city stuff, so we've made an arrangement about that. Then this issue of the procurement, you tell us you put steps in place to make sure it doesn't happen again, so I trust that all can go away. What is for me very revealing, despite the worry one has about it, but very revealing is that other agencies are now starting to use it. I mean, the presidential project plus the data to the town. So it's very important. I mean, if you didn't have the capacity to telling us you have, then it's very unlikely that banks would be happy. So that's a very positive thing. And I think something that should be looked at very carefully when you look at the viability and so on of these water boards. So for me, I can see with dissemination, you can get past this level. I know people at Eastern Cape get past most things. But you see, I don't say this lightly, I'm being very serious when I say this to you. We're 20 years in our democracy, and the Eastern Cape is lagging behind in everything. It's unacceptable. And I want you as a water board to take on the responsibility to create a place of excellence in the Eastern Cape. Something that the Eastern Cape can say, if there's one thing that we've got that works well is our water board, that can provide us water. We don't have water shortage. I think that must be your vision, that this whole problem that we have. And there are a lot of opportunities. With the RWE coming into operation, and a lot of it's in your area, that area is the one area that Limpopo, that area, parts of KZN and parts of the Northwest, are really your problem areas. Those MWE are the 25, the quite a few of them, or not all of them, are in the Eastern Cape. So you have got a huge opportunity. You sell yourself correctly, you use your capacities correctly, you get over these verbal problems of yours, and you start moving that. You don't just become a sky-based structure with those capacities. The Eastern Cape needs some good examples. All of us. I mean, you cannot get a democracy, 20 years into a democracy, and a place like the Eastern Cape is lagging behind in most areas as they are. Anyway, you learn the opposite. Go to education, go to health, go to anything. We are having problems there. So I really want you guys to get your workers and tell them this is a vision we've got. This is what we want to do. We want to become a place of excellence within the Eastern Cape, but also within the wider water family. And whatever help you need, we'll obviously try and give you as much of it as we can. I expect that the department to help. The department must pay special attention to these areas. Eastern Cape, others can get on without our or let out, but these areas we must make sure capacity, we must make sure we lay with Treasury to engage with them, to make sure that these municipalities move with this money that they've got, and in as far as possible use those capacities if they can. We can't force them to, but at least try and move as far as we can. So we build these capacities, okay? I have faith in you. I've got to say, I know you're going to be stuck. You must, before we leave here next year, the legacy of our committee is that we must leave our toilet that is a place of excellence. Okay? All right. Thanks a lot. Okay. Quickly, a two-minute break. 2 minutes. Not your usual 20. Two. And then we do the last. We only got two more. Bushbuck and Bushbuck. Okay, welcome Bushbuck Rich. I can honestly say that this is one of our black sheep. Without any doubt. But I know they are people that also try very hard. And I don't even remember, we first time didn't accept the report and they had to come to the Kruger National Park to come give us a turnaround strategy, which they didn't on and worked hard on it with the department. So let's hear how far it's got, how far things have gone in the water board. Welcome to you guys from the great province of where the sun rises or sunsets? Rises, okay. In your case, probably sunset, but okay, it's sun rises. Welcome from there, and give your input.
Thank you, sir. We are the water board with all the water sitting in the Kruger National Park. And we hope with realignment, the rainwater will assist in, or whoever has to take over will assist in taking the water from the park to the people. My name is Geraldine Costa, I'm the deputy chairperson of the board, and on my right hand side is the Vilagazia Bokhlenda. On my left is the CE, Mr. Mashele, and further left is the CFO, and another board member, Kalim van der Spek. So we probably have a situation of the more things change, the more they stay the same. And we have improvements, particularly on the thorny issue of recovery of outstanding debt. There's been some improvement in that regard. And the other issue as well is just that we did get an unqualified report, I think, as everybody knows. However, the concerning issue is the emphasis of matter on the going concern issue. And it's, I think, largely for that reason that we will gladly welcome a realignment process, and we hope that that process will be sped up due to the challenges that we will see in the presentation as we go along. I will hand over to the CE to give us the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I thought that maybe Mekos will admit that in Pumalang that's where the sun sets, but only when coming from Maputo. If you're coming from the other side, that's where the sun sets. Wherever you are in the world, and sometimes the sun rises, you know, and sometimes it sets, you know. I like a CEO that can see both parts of the problem. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, maybe let me indicate that in as much as the water board has got its own problem, but it's one of the most producing when it comes to the volumes of water that are being supplied, because we are capable of producing between 51 and 52,000 megaliters per annum. So if you look at our water boards, even though we do not have much problems, but in terms of the volume that they are producing, they are much less. Captain, you, in your opening statement, you touched on the turnaround strategies that we presented to you when we came to the Kruger National Park in 2011. Some of the issues that were targeted in the turnaround strategy were that we were expected to address the long outstanding debts that were having with the municipalities that we are supplying. Our problems that we face, then, let me mention that we are currently supplying to municipalities as previously we were. So we still stay in the same. We're supplying the entire Bushbuck Ridge local municipality. And we are also supplying the bigger portion of the Mobile municipality. But the unfortunate part is that the cash cow of the municipality being the traditional towns are out of the our areas of supply. We supply mainly the former Kangwane supply area. In Bush local municipality, we're currently sitting at a debt of 240 million, which was as of June 2012. And this amount, there are no interests that have been built into that. The this amount, Chairperson, arrived at 2 million as a result of the escalation by 31 million from June 2011. But when we compare that with the escalation of the other financial year, there has been a little bit of a drop in the escalation amount that was there. But the debt on itself, it keeps on escalating every year, Chairperson. Subsequent to the adoption of the turnaround strategy, we signed the agreement with the local municipality. The municipality acknowledged the debt of the 190 million then, which they agreed that 95% of it should be paid immediately in installments of 5 million rand. The reason for that, Chairperson, was that we're still living a deficit in terms of retirement funds where we're giving the municipality from. We then agreed that 50% of that debt, even though they acknowledge that it's the water that they received, but they will make commitment to honoring half of that debt until we have addressed our deficit through the proper metering. I think we'll come to the progress in terms of that metering as we move along. That 95%, 95 million was supposed to be paid in installments of 5 million, and this was supposed to start in January 21st, which it did start. When this started, we were always in confidence that the municipality was getting it on the right path. But unfortunately, out of the target that we have set of 80 million for the 6 months, the last 6 months of that financial year, we targeted 30 million, but they only managed to pay us 80.8 million, which is only 46% of what we have targeted. But after that, Chairperson, during the current financial year, between July and October, there was nothing that was paid for that 5 million. I must mention that that 5 million is a ring-fence amount which will only address the historical debt. But we have had a lot of discussions during the beginning of this financial year with the municipality, where we even went towards taking extreme steps by shutting down the plant, because we were experiencing serious challenges of meeting our obligations as far as the creatures are concerned, even our salary bill. We then had an agreement that the municipality, when it received its treasury distribution in November, they would pay us the 23 million. But unfortunately, they only managed to pay us 25 million in December 2012, which was also an interest amount towards the solar debt. So I must say that within the time frame, the agreement up to today, we have managed to recover the amount of 38.8 million towards the solar debt.
During 2012, they should have paid you 60 million, 5 million a month.
Yeah.
60 million a year, and you got 38.
38 million, yes, that's correct. Chairperson, the municipality is still expected to honor its monthly bills of 6.3 million. We have agreed to keep this fixed. They are paying this as a flat rate since we believe that it's to take care of the metering conditions that they use. I must say, Chairperson, that we do receive the monthly flat rate, but after we have put a lot of effort into recovering that money through other means, negotiations, and sometimes it is a threat of meeting the supply that we are giving them. But there is still some areas in Chairperson that are in terms of the 6.3 million that we still have in
terms of that. The current
amount, the Chairperson, after a huge struggle, but also from that 6.3 million, in most cases, there is a little bit that is short. Sometimes they pay 6 million.
So every month they pay the current amount?
Yeah. Just,
so the debt is the 240 is the arrears debt. Are they paying the current?
They're currently paying, but they're very reneging on the agreement. They are paying the full amount.
And also in the current, in the current account, it is
sometimes a short
portion that is a short form, yeah. Chairperson, we have had some more discussions after realizing that the situation is going back to where it was. And one of the things that we have picked up was that the municipality was not even budgeting adequately for the volumes of water that we supply them. Like for instance, the current budget that they are sitting, and they only budgeted 90 million, and our supply to them stands at about 100 something million. That they made another thing that in the next budget they need to adjust the budget to see what the volumes that are required from us. But over and above that, Chairperson, we have handed over that debt to the rent collector for them to assist us with following the legal route. It's currently a political process.
Have you got a court yet? Have you got a court?
Not yet.
So how will the debt collectors collect it? What will they collect?
Chairperson,
usually a debt collector or a sheriff deputy once you've got a court order. I'm just trying to think what are your appointments?
According to our understanding, Chairperson, they are the debt collectors, but who are using they are also in the services of the sheriff in there. Whereby there was also a thought that if it comes to a push, we can even go to a situation whereby we can try to attach the assets in order to
but you can't do that until you've got a court order. You can't get an attachment order until you've got court order.
We understand.
So I'm not understanding how we've got debt collect what the debtors can't go in there because what will they show the municipality to say, pay me the money? You have to have a court order to say them and pay for the debtors. So I'm just trying to understand what it is you guys are appointed. Maybe it's a simple answer. It's just that maybe I'm not understanding.
We appointed, we call them debt collectors, however, they start by addressing the issues on affordability and any options that we can take on the debt. Basically, to an extent that we can get the municipality, we can attach some of the assets of the municipality or attach the books of the municipality. That's what we appointed to summer. So the companies are
lawyers.
Yes, they've got lawyers, they've got what do you call it? In fact, it's a company that has got serious lawyers and everything in it.
Hey, I must tell you, what you're telling me sounds very maga-maga. I'm saying this with all due respect, because lawyers operate separately, sheriffs operate separately, so I'm not sure how they're all together, and I hope you've employed people that are knowing what they're doing. Do the park know about all this? Check what this is all about. This sounds to me that there's something wrong. You can't have debt collectors and things until you've had a court order.
Let's leave it like that. We'll try and engage further. The other two municipalities?
Chairperson, that process of debt collection, it goes hand in hand with the old debt of the city, especially the travel and debt. And if you remember, in 2006, when the former Cross Boundary Kutabela District Municipality was disestablished, it was the Water Services Authority at that stage. But when it was disestablished, the Bushbuckle Municipality went to Malanga and the other portion of the Outer District was in the book. But then the municipality was not a Water Services Authority. But it was very granted the status of the Water Services Authority there. But the challenge that we experienced is that the municipality never accepted the ownership of a debt of 26.4 million.
So, Bombella?
It's like that.
Yeah, you also got disconnected.
If we deal with them at the
same way
as what happened here. And I think I must mention, Chairman, that we did do some checks. That's one of the most incredible debt collection companies. South Africa, which can be detectable all the time.
See, my problem is this, I don't know, a debt collector is only appointed after a court order, so that's my problem I have. They're not there to assist Dexter. They are the muscle. That's the sheriff coming into town, kicking down doors, taking property. That's what they are. They don't assist things and so on. But anyways, we'll find out what the team of cowboys are doing. Go ahead.
All right.
And then Mumbela, you say paid in full.
Yeah. The Mumbela that was settled just that was after the closing of the books of the financial agent.
And does Mumbela now pay as you invoice them?
Yeah.
Use them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cover it.
All right.
So, Peter, the other issue of the turnaround strategy was the institution is not viable, and obviously we needed to get more business into the institution in order to build up our cash flow. We are currently in agreement with the Department of Culture in Mpumalanga and the Department of Water Assets in Mpumalanga, where we are implementing some of their keep that project as their agent. We are having a project implementation fee and that like that. Under COPTA and Dr. Madame, we had a package of $3 million for more than projects that we implemented on their behalf, and all those projects were completed and we did receive our 5% in that regard. Same thing applies to Capital after that. We signed another agreement, the Department of Assets in Pumara, to implement their RRU and aging project. The 18 million that Adrian gave was just a special amount that contract has been implemented. And we are doing well in that regard. We are getting more funds, but it's just that it is not easy for us to plan on this project because we implement them as and when it comes. Most of these projects are very big projects.
On the turnaround strategy, the other part of the strategy was that that water was going to come in and do something. What happened about that part of the strategy?
On slide number... slide number 7, technically, that's what we're doing.
Okay, so you're going to get there right now.
That's fine. So, slide number 6 is the supply contract that we... dealing with the municipalities, for push municipalities. We only managed to get the 3-year contract, which is coming to an end next year. But they have agreed that that's going to be extended. But from Bombera, only now that we got a drug contract offered to us, which we are finalizing it as of the point in Kenan. And our agreement was that this contract is going to be finalized by this month. So for the era, they're supposed to be addressed with and the implementation is expected to take place in July 2013 also. But the challenge that we're experiencing with this is that the contracts are very short, so they've got a lot of limitations in terms of the long-term planning. On the next aspect, how we are addressing the mineraling challenge that we're having there, and also how we deal with the illegal commission that exists in our pipeline, which are supplying the municipalities. We have done a study chapter to establish all the illegal connections as previously the water assets, that will confirm that. And also within that study, we have established a new metering point, which we are discussing with the municipality, and we have been advising the municipality that they are happy with where we are going to be this time. That project is currently, we are currently busy with the procurement. That's where the road is coming. The road is appointed as an implementing agent by Dua to assist us in the we have had discussions with the municipality of Hawking. The only thing we're waiting for now is the autonomy of the meters and the installation of the meters. And according to our program, we are hoping that by September, we're going to start a new billing system for the new meters that we are going to install. The illegal connections that we have identified, unfortunately, they are not part of the project. We have discussed with the municipality also in some of those legal conditions by looking at them, they were done by the municipality itself. The municipality is going to fund the formalization of those illegal connections or part of. And those ones that we feel that they are not required, they are interacting with our system, and they are asking that we'll be able to take those through form. And this project it will be implemented parallel to the metering project, meaning by the time we start with the metering system, we must have addressed all the illegal connections. Meaning all those legal connections that are to be removed, we are going to put meters and that will become part of the database of our billion meters. There are other projects that are also funded.
So the debt grows while they're not paying the current. They are, but not the full one.
Not the full one.
And will the current include those illegal meters at the moment?
So the illegal connections at the moment, they are not metered. But the consumption into those is important because we're metering just after the production area, at the plant.
Meaning whatever comes before, you meter before. Because whoever then takes it out of that.
Yeah. We meter before.
So whoever's taking the money from the water from the either connection, you are at least getting the municipality to pay for that.
It could go into the part of the 240 million. The other projects that are funded through this drug grant, are those three, assisting us with installing the telemeter system and also to improve our blue drop certification processes. And also, Chairperson, due to the backlog that we are having in terms of refurbishment, due to the cash flow challenges, we are going to replace and refurbish a lot of parts that we are coming through by. And with this particular project, we are hoping that we will be finished by the end of February. We need to implement it before the end of the 12 financial year.
Thanks, gentlemen. The annual financial statements, with a little growth on revenue basis, what we had previously of 8%, and then there is more of an increase on earnings before tax interest, and we managed to reduce some of the costs. Basically, looking at what we had, we normally looked into the chemical costs and other costs. From the previous year, it cost, we managed to reduce that by 1%. Our tariff during that financial year increased by 7%. The water recovery, as the fee indicated, of 26% from the historic debt. And in Bobela by then, almost 87% of the invoice was paid. And in Bush, I think is what you were trying to ask, to see what the payment on the full invoice. 60% was paid. Chairperson, I must indicate that the issue of the loss is the same old story that we once mentioned in the previous financial year, is the provision of doubtful debt. The analysis that has been done on the manner in which the municipality is paying the debt, it came to a level where we say basically, almost this amount of money, 81 million, might not be recoverable. But if you look into it, it's basically coming to a level where you see Bushbuck, if it was not 81 million, Bushbuck Green Water should have been sitting at a profit of around 22 million, or a surplus of around 22 million. So our challenge is basically the issue in relation to...
You now have a deficit of 49.
Yes.
Growing. I mean, it almost tripled from last year.
Yes, perfect. But if given what we will do this time around and what we'll do in the next financial year, that might come down. It depends on what the municipality will be committed to be paying and complying with the contract and what will recover. That can reduce. On the next slide, there is the statement of financial position. Just to analyze on the issue of the debt service, there is a table under the statement of financial position. You will see that the outstanding debt at the beginning of the financial year was 208 million. We invoiced almost 115 million. And the municipality paid only 69 million and repayment of that 13 million. And our outstanding balance at the end of the financial year was almost 240 million. At this current age, up until March, sitting at 304 million. So I think the other issues, the indicator that we are currently trying to review the manner in which the municipality is paid, and then the issues of the debt collectors and issues whereby we normally shut down or reduce the treasure, then the municipality starts doing something. On the issue of the audit report, we receive an unqualified audit opinion with emphasis, and one of the issues when it comes to the emphasis of matter is basically the loss that is there. It is rightly the growing concern of the institution to say that if the municipality is currently paying in the manner that they are paying currently, the institution might not have enough cash flow to finance its operations. The other issue that was reported, especially on internal control, I think is the issue in relation to the control environment, basically on the issues of capacity that we needed to build in Bushbuckery Shorter Board. So some of those issues currently we try to solve them, because most of the people definitely they are resigning from the institution. I must say that we had the resignation of one of our supply chain managers, whereby that, for its own, obviously you understand what will happen to the control environment within the institution.
And on the performance against the turbine objectives.
Don't worry about that. Okay, to the CAPEX.
Chairperson, these are the projects that we have funded through the initial grant that we got from COCTA and the Department of Water Affairs. Whereby there were a lot of upgrading that were required, mostly in the infrastructure that we were already operating. These were funded through the special grant provided by province and also from the ACIT grant, the Department of Water Affairs. We have managed to implement all these projects at Chairperson, and we implemented these rules actually within another quarter.
This is the old stuff. Where is the new stuff? This year, the capital spend for this year?
Chairperson, these ones are the projects that started, they overlapped between the two financial years. But these are the, I think out of the seven projects, the six of them already completed them. The rest one in August, and the rest we completed them in March. But these are the projects that started from the previous financial year. But as I mentioned earlier on, these are the projects that are implemented in an active basis. are not projects that were free.
So how do I work out what your capex is? Everything here is completed except two things.
Except one.
So one is 95% complete. So that is one of the capex problems that needs 5% completion. And then there's the one that's only starting in April 2013. All the others are completed.
All the others.
So is that the only capex you got, those two?
These are the only capex. And I must mention that these are not funded through our own revenue. These are the projects that are funded from the grant.
From the grant.
From outside.
So you got two capex projects on your own funding.
Chairperson, we did make a provision, but due to the cash flow constraints, we are unable to implement any capex on our side. Only small movable stuff like machinery equipment.
Okay. Budget analysis, you've done that. Tariff structure. So, the only two jobs you guys have got as far as bulk and stuff, those two, the April one, you're starting in April, the other one is basically finished. Is that all you're doing?
On the capital side.
What else do you do? I mean this seriously, not jokingly, I mean. I know it's because you don't have money to spend because of this municipality, but I mean, what does all the staff do? Are you all going to work on the one project?
No, Chairperson, we are doing the normal routine work, which is the production and the distribution of water. And also, let me mention that we are trying to keep up the current infrastructure that we're operating, even though most of it is old, but we're trying to keep that as operational as could. So our staff is really honestly doing the Chairperson.
When are you guys moving with the rationalization?
Chairperson, members, as you heard the minister said on Tuesday, she's now approved that we move ahead of the consultation from the 12 to 9. It's obviously a process described in our water service agreement as follows. So we will proceed with that process as fast as possible.
What I want you to do is the three water boards that you rationalize, I want you to draft a proper implementation plan. I imagine that's part of the process. And table that in the committee before you, Minister, approve. So that we can make sure that the kind of things people are worried about, are they still going to have jobs? What's going to happen to the contracts? Etc. Okay. So we want three proper implementation plans of how we're going to rationalize the water board. And I really think we must move ahead. We don't want to take shortcuts on anything, but we must move ahead to do this. No use of dragging this from us. Then I also want you to meet with Kush Bagridge before the end of May, the same as with the other water boards, to look at this, what they're doing about their debt with Kush Bagridge and this other one. I imagine this other one we're never going to recover, so I'm going to have my job for that. But the Kush Bagridge, I mean, I want to understand what is the debt collector thing. Because as I say, there's been no legal process, you're not allowed to take anything from anyone. The court hasn't decided that they owe it and how much they owe. Not allowed to collect anything. So I'm not understanding fully what this process is. So you guys can have time to sit down with them. And we've now said this for 2 years, 3 years, that this thing must be resolved. Now moving on the rain water thing, they're going to be finished in September. But the dead thing must stop. And here's the municipality, which, now I must tell you, when I hear these things, I just see red. This thing that they agree that they have
so many illegal connections, and they will see which ones they want to disconnect and which, I mean, I just, when I read these things, I just really, I want to blow against it. But I just can't believe that we sit there and there's a municipality that just does what they want to. I mean, it's like this, for me, it's just anarchy. It's real anarchy. So I want you to sit down before May and send us a report by the end of May and how we're dealing with this thing now. And yeah, you know, of all the other reports we've got, this one is really the one that's bad. These people do not want to cooperate, the municipality. And I do not know why we're not taking them to court. I just do not understand it. I don't know if it's some political thing that we're hiding behind or someone. I don't know. I just don't understand what it is. But for the life of me, I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, to be honest now, and I'm not necessarily blaming them. I blame them for a whole lot of stuff, not raising the money. But here we have a water board that's not going to pay a single cent towards CAPEX in the coming year. Why? Because they owe 240 million rand. If they had the 240 million rand, 200 million rand can be spent on CAPEX. Now we're sitting here, that's why I ask honestly, what does the water board do? I mean, the meter. Okay, so we now just make sure the water that we provide it. But I mean, that's not what, you know, what, that's not what this water sector or board sector is about. It's about having the capacity to create the infrastructure. I mean, even the ones that they're doing now, the funding is anywhere from somewhere else. So, of course, as a capacity they have, it's worse than what they are, because they're able to complete all those projects. So they have got a capacity and they've got a will. But now we have to sit here, and their true function that they have as a water board can't be fulfilled. They can't spend a single cent. How about this? It's kind of unfair. So I want to see serious steps taken. If, you know, I mean, if they can't make the decision to sue these people, then you must make a decision and get it done. I don't know, as I said, I don't know if there's some pressure or something somewhere that doesn't allow this to happen. But this is really common. I mean, how do I mean, Baba Kusana lives in that area. How will he explain to the people of that area that the water board is not going to spend a single cent on that, because the municipality of the support. You know, I mean, it's just incongruous, man. It's just like, yeah, you know. So is the death penalty gone? I said that with a lighter note. If the media is here, please, don't quote me. That's a joke. I'm totally opposed to the death penalty. Alright, well, you know, I don't know if there's any, if there are any questions, but really, I don't think it's worth it. I think we've reached a stage where we're really in trouble. And the sadness about it is, as I say, there's clearly a capacity here. Because they get all these jobs. Look at this. Look at all these projects they completed. But the money must come from somewhere else, because the municipality they serve is not paying. Where are all those jobs? All of them completed. 2 pages of it, in any case, somewhere here. Alright, look, let's do it like this. Let's try and, I mean, the chair of the board has said that clearly they've also reached a stage where they can see that there's nationalization. Now let's do that quickly, but let's do it properly, and let's do it in a secure, in a way that we don't create insecurities. And definitely not to break in service. Then secondly, you guys meet before the end of May and you force a result on the testing. I even am totally opposed to this, that they decide whether the illegal things are going to be done by September. Those illegal stuff should just be switched off. There shouldn't be any discussion about it. There shouldn't be any debate about it. They shouldn't be given until September to do it. Because why, if they admit it's illegal? And they put it there, for God's sake. So please, these things must be sorted out, and let's do this thing now quickly and get this problem sorted out, okay? It's very clear that unless we've got someone with muscle there, with this municipality, we're not going to achieve anything.
Can
so
I just
maybe we
can
go get Rambo or Chuck Norris. Or those are the sheriffs you need. Those are the debt collectors you need.
They must break some legs and arms there.
Okay, thank you.
Just for the information of the house, we just received news that the Bushbuck Reach municipality is under administration. So, there's two municipalities under administration in the province. One of them.
Well, can I just say that it's not a minute too soon? Can I just say that? Well, but still, on the debt thing, we must still sort it out. We must sue them and get the money and so on. Because if we don't get our claims in the people that are administering, maybe now, maybe this is a good gap now for us to go and meet the people that are administering and see, tell them what we said about this. We're going to sue if they don't do it, and then in that way try and get them to agree to it, okay? Because they've already, you see, it's an easy thing. They've signed the acknowledgement of debt. They've now reneged on the acknowledgement of debt. So it's the most easy thing to take to court. Why is that problem? Any case, thank you very much. All I can say, may the sun keep rising over the waterboard. Okay. May the sun rise on the dead. This is the sun?
No, it's I'm just thinking of the people of Bushbuckers. The problem that they have is in relation to water. If things are going like this, what's happening on the ground? All those people are suffering really. It's a dry area. And it needs an effort in order to come to the normal state like any in fact citizens of this country. And if what the chairperson is saying, that municipality is under administration, then no, I should think some of the mechanisms that can solve the problem that help. But another issue is that we requested the water department that they must work very close with this water so that we can see whether they are able or unable. Even if they are going to merge. That one is not an issue. It's given. Anyway, in terms of operation. I think that must work very close with this struggling water board. And another issue, Chair, which is really disturbing. See on Tuesday, when we're listening to reports, our municipalities are in the forefront of the maintenance. The municipalities that are getting equitable share, big grants from the department. Same share, this one is needs a political intervention. Somewhere, somehow, should think we must do something, otherwise we are going away. Throughout the country, any water board that speaks about debt, the municipality is involved. Municipality is not owing us for money. Municipality is not paying. That's a problem, sir. I must take it very seriously and see how can we assist politically on this matter. Anyway, Bushbuck Reach must work with the department so that maybe they see how can best do in other issues that they have raised, even if they are going to meet with other water boards. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chair. We must the water board, the same job that they are doing, even although they don't have whatever. And then we must also appreciate the board members that are still there, because most of their board members, they no longer attend the meeting, mainly because of the money when they go to the meeting they don't get. So we appreciate those board members that are still coming and share with the CFO and the CEO to help do the work that they are doing to the community. So we have to thank them so much. Thank you very much.
I think your chair. I think this board is causing big trouble. Yeah. I saw that you are called a member inside as the lawyer. I think it's a deputy chairman and you are the lawyer. Then you are the lawyer, then you service in this board. You didn't give any opinion how can Christ for the respect 250 million yuan only for one municipality. It's top two in the country.
And I saw that your member is the salary. Some member salary is from the 2011 to 2012 is double. He's asked to increase to double. Then your deficit is a lot. His stock can increase to double. If you see this, Mr. M.R. Vilakadi, it's 59,000 and now this year is 138,000. I don't understand. How you can increase the double, then you stock deficit is a lot. So I think it's the chairperson already highlighted your board is a big trouble because of the 3 minutes party. So you are the same the chairperson and the lawyer. You put more experience, you must show to your board who can create the, for his money back.
Thank you. Anyone else? That's all comments. What we're going to do, as I said, we're going to, in a proper way, in a sensitive manner, in a balanced manner, make sure that we create this rationalization. And we're going to try and help we're going to sort out this problem. And this is a big break with it. Sorry that this has been such an administration, but maybe this is what we needed to get this debt sorted out. And I think part of this problem must be that the legal things must be closed down, not wait for September. I mean, you never know what's happening there. I don't accept this thing and be way having the water and another place. So let's try and put all these things down. Okay. Neko, I don't want to hear anything of this. When they can't hear the last time, but the clean record. Okay? Thank you very much. Much appreciated. And please let's sort this out. Before November, I want to report after end of May. I want to report Toko. Last one, Bochel. I hope I pronounced that correctly. I was rammed over my knuckles severely and now again. Okay, can life step forward and give us the last light? Okay, welcome. Nice to see you all again. And I see we're going to probably make it time-wise. Can you give your input? Just concentrate on those issues that are important, you know, the debt areas, your financial matters, and then especially your caping. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Chairperson, honorable members, and members from the department, and colleagues from the board. My name is Sophia Lebegora-Tahane. On my left, I've got Omar Dukilam, who is a member of the board, and next to him is the acting CEO, Tatema Chebula, and Ms. Dinani Satan, who is the acting CFO. First, I would like to apologize for the late submission of the report. This was due to the management vacuum that was created by the exit of the CE and the CFO. And subsequently, there was an intervention by the minister. That is why we have these two gentlemen, the two people, and Mr. Matibla, and the CFO. And I would like to say to this, however, we will support the reform by the minister, but we need it to be done immediately because, I mean, the still is not viable, and we would appreciate if we can be engaged in all the efforts that they are
doing. Well, what I want to ask you heard now, I'm asking for an implementation plan for each water board so that we can see that it's done logically and on paper how it's going to be done. And definitely, the water board must be engaged in the process.
Exactly. And we also want to appreciate the intervention of the minister. In February when we couldn't pay the salaries, we were bailed out, and we would like to thank the minister for that. We also approached the political head of the province, who is engaging the premier to assist us to collect the debt. With that, I will give over to the CE to take us through the presentation. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good afternoon, honorable members. Would like to take the time and release the presentation. As the chairperson of the board indicated, we were have brought in from Rainwater to balance it. And our mandate was very clear to turn around the organization, to close the previous financial year and assist it to go forward. So I will quickly jump to slide number 6, which deals directly with the issues that the Honourable Chairperson has asked to touch on. In terms of our service area, Potilo Water is operating in two districts in Sikasi, in the Northwest Province, which is Ngagamudin Monema, district municipality, and also in Dr. Ruth Komoti district municipality. In that district, we only operate in one local municipality, which is Kapetano, Moloko local municipality. The total service area in square meterage is 50 kilometers square meter, and the estimated population that is residing within that area is 900,000 people. That's basically the map where we operate in that blue or green or grayish part is where Butilo is operating. Chairperson, the nature of our business is quite diverse. I think we are the most diverse water board compared to the rest of the water boards in the country. We do Section 29 activities, summer activities. We do call water supply to Ngakamudiri, Monema, where we produce about 60 megaliters per day of water. And we also supply to water and spicy in that particular area and the rest of Ngakamudiri. But we also do retail work, bidding and retailing on behalf of municipalities, which is Section 30, on some parts of Ngakamudiri, Monema, and some parts of Kotarun, Sokomudi. But we also operate about 455 boreholes with our windmill driven, some of them, some diesel driven, some electrical driven in the Ngakamudi, in the Dr. Ruth area. We also do operations and maintenance of the surface scheme, which supplies raw water to Botswana, but also supplies raw water to farmers within South Africa. This we do on behalf of the Department of Water Affairs and Forestry. What are they? My question. There are plenty of features of the business that I need to indicate another word here. It has Butilo Water Control Infrastructure. Basically, all the infrastructure, water-related infrastructure, was transferred to water service authorities in the area. And so all the boreholes and all the pumps and all the pipes belong to the district municipalities. The infrastructure development programs are undertaken by the department directly in the area and also by the water service authorities in the area. So funding for KIPEX is directed to those particular institutions. Basically, we operate in a rural, highly rural area, and the funding model do not allow that KIPEX can be transferred to the water board as a water service provider. Of course, there are other embedded challenges that have been identified. But the operation and maintenance business model is financially not viable at all. If you look at how it is established, it has been historic. Our times are like historic. It comes from the Holland time, the way it was done. But if you do your balances, it is not financially viable, whereby the water service provider, which is the water board, procures equipment and spares to fix things, and claims the money from the recipient, which is the municipality, and you find that there is a 3-month lag in terms of that payment. So in terms of cash flow, you've always caught off balance. I must also indicate, Chairperson, that the infrastructure as it stands do not reach even minimum RTP standards in most of the areas where we operate. And I indicated earlier that the upgrading of such infrastructure is actually funded by the water service authorities and the Department of Water. Chairperson, in a snapshot of basically the performance this year, I'm going to highlight a few areas which are of interest to the House. The financial performance, I'll also look at the tariff to a certain degree, but also look at financial saving assumptions, and we'll talk into the external audit or beyond, and there are topics. But depending on the appetite of the House and the direction and guidance you'll give, we'll decide which ones we can bring in even more. But I will request the CFO, acting CFO, to take over in the statement of financial terms.
you, XQCE. Thank you, Chairperson, for the Board of Buffalo Water. Thank you, Portfolio Chairperson and the members. I would like to actually highlight the fact that we have made a loss of 19 million for the financial year. And the basis where we are coming from is the fact that we had various provisions that we have to make in respect of bad debts. Hence, we ended up with a 19 million loss. And in the previous year, we also had to reinstate and also went to a 35 million loss. Here, I would like to also indicate that we had debt removed from the report as per the contract. The contract, the SLA between ourselves and the water service authorities, both of them, in terms of the retail data, are dictating that the retail data should not be part of our financial records as we are just a managing contract. So we are supposed to be receiving from the contract a management fee, which we have not received at any point. We have achieved 63 million of revenue in terms of bulk. In the previous year, it was 56 million, which has increased slightly due to the increase of the tariffs in the previous financial year. On the gross margin, we have had a decrease from 48% to 44% due to the raw water increase on the current year. That raw water cost is year on year is actually increasing, and it's impacting even on the tariffs. The raw water increased by 37%. One would wonder how that actually came about. We have actually went in and analyzed from the previous financial year to the current financial year as to how that had actually happened. We actually found that at average, we are actually paying 2.59 rand per kiloliter compared to the previous year, which was actually 2.05. So in that, there was a huge jump in terms of the raw water tariff. And also on the energy cost, we have over 4% increase, and that is basically because we had also additional pumps where we had to electrify. On the statement of financial position, as indicated, we do not own any infrastructure. The PPC that is reflected there is actually the properties that the Buffalo Water owns, and the majority is the value in the majority relates to that. And they would like to also inform the portfolio committee that due to the fact that we had actually written off or made provisions for bad debt, we actually are at a 20.4 million, our liabilities exceeding the assets. We believe that this situation would turn around. We had had a letter of support from the executive authority to address the going concern issue. And secondly, we had received a 31 million grant in the new financial year, which actually wiped out the going concern issue in terms of the previous year. This is where the financial position is actually looking in terms of the total equity. In terms of the financial position, we actually did the ratios, and we had actually on the ratios looked at how we are performing. On the current ratio, we are not at the normal, the norm that was set, the benchmark. And we believe that this situation will turn around in this current financial year, that is 2020. The debtor days have actually grown in 2012 due to non-payment by the customers. The credit days, that is mainly DWA, we are at 742 days in the current financial year reporting year.
Go to the CAPEX. Oh, no, Chair, we don't have CAPEX in our reporting due to the nature that we funds own infrastructure, and we don't get any funding for capital infrastructure expansion.
And you don't get any outside funding to do that, like the other?
No.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that's burning?
Everything is burning.
Something that's just a little bit not on fire. All right, any questions, any responses? I think we know where we are with this water board. All I can say is, Chair, for you and people that have come in to really onto a sinking ship, thanks for helping them come in and to try and steady things. But it was going to never be possible. I mean, we should have seen long time ago. I mean, a lot of these water boards, you can see they were created when democracy started or before that, were created to try and cater for the budget. I must say clearly, was created to take over the whole sky. You guys were the whole Botswana. So these were never viable options that were created. They weren't created as going concerns, they were created as a stopgap. And it's time that we sort that out and get it on an even keel. The people of that area deserve much better. So I think that all that we can say, thanks a lot for what you've done, and particularly, as I said, I insist that there is strong consultation with you going forward, and that we must move quickly, and there must be an implementation plan on the table before we finally make the decision. Okay? So that's how you can assure everyone that that's how we're going to hopefully move with this process. Any comments, any questions? Dr. Kwan, really?
Chairperson, just another comment before. I saw the past 3 days, all the water board members and the board this financial report. I only saw the this board. It's reduced on salary from the 2011 to 2012 for CFO and CEO. I like to see like this because they. It's a CFO from the 703,000 reduced to the 622,000. Then the CEO just also reduced and take out the bonus, no bonus. So I like this other board all follow for the list. You find that your business is not good. You can reduce your salary. Okay.
That's very positive. Well done. Okay, now, can I say that I've been engaging with, I don't come from the water sector, but I've been engaging with you now for, I think it's 2 or 3 years. And I really want to tell you, the department, as well as the water board, on the whole, I've seen a marked improvement. And what that means is that at a stage when one maybe had doubt about the efficacy of water board and how you could possibly use them, I possibly do not have the same view about it anymore. I think that it's something that can be used very positively to deliver services, to do things and so on. And so I have to thank and congratulate the department for the work they've done, but especially the water board. When you come here, I can clearly see the issues we raised in the previous year. You try and address them and so on and so on. And in most areas, we've seen improvements. In some areas, we haven't seen improvement, but I never expected. Botshelo, I must be honest, the first time I saw it, the financials, and I knew it's not a viable institution, it's never going to improve. I mean, and I knew it all along. So, I have to tell you, that is really great. Now, next year is our last year, and I want all of the water boards to go make a special effort this year, that you send us off as a committee with a big, big rah-rah, with good reports coming through, and that the problem areas are going to be solved. So I think the work's been good, it's been solid, and the only way you create, you know, Rand Water is a prime example. You don't create institutions overnight. It takes 110 years to create a Rand Water. That's what you must remember. So how old your institution is, you must bear in mind. And clearly you have also given yourself some scope to, and we also give you some scope to be able to maneuver so that you can start becoming an organization of excellence like Rand Water. I already said about the Eastern Cape what I said, Amatoli.
I really want the water sector to become exemplary in government. You've got the potential to do it. The water boards and the department have got the potential to become centers of excellence in government. And particularly in the areas where we struggle the most, Eastern Cape, part of KZN, where the poorest of the poor are, the Limpopo, Northwest. We must be exemplary, and we must make our organizations work, our finances must be good, and we must have proper systems in place. A lot of this you guys are doing, and some of you are improving on it, that's even better. So it's really a positive, on the whole, we're on a positive curve. Now, I've given you a lot of tasks, and I've written down every single one of them here. And I want these tasks to be fulfilled, and I want them to be fulfilled honestly, and I want them to be fulfilled properly. When you go to those areas, I want you to properly meet with them and sort out the problem. I don't want to come here next year and say, well, the debt's flowing, we had a meeting, we had a committee to help and so on. All those things are good, but there must be ongoing work. So, Stoko, what I want from now on, I want a quarterly report from the department. This is over and above all the reports I mentioned. I want a quarterly report from the department on the water board. And in that report, I want specifically for you to deal with the problem areas like arrears and what has happened in those 4 months and how far the KPEC projects are and how well they're faring or not faring. And thirdly, any problem that you have found in any particular water board that you think the committee should know about. So I want quarterly reports. There will be 3 reports. The fourth one, of course, is when they come back, so you don't have to really do that one. 3 reports during this period where on an ongoing basis we get reports on those burning issues. Okay, how well are you doing with your KPEC? How well are you doing with your collection of arrears and so on? And the problems there, and if there are any problem areas that have existed. Obviously, you want a report on the rationalization process. Okay? In those reports. So those are 40 reports you're going to give. Then we've agreed that this year is the year where this rationalization will become reality. Now, there's 2 issues under the rationalization. The one is the 3 water boards that we're going to rationalize into other water boards. I've already said what I want there. I want proper implementation plans after proper consultation, and then we're going to properly make sure that this thing takes place. You're going to be involved, the water board and the committee is going to be involved. Okay? The second issue is the one that you haven't looked at all. Is how do we make the water board more viable? So we're getting reports on overburn, from Amatole, and the problem is we're never going to go anywhere with those water boards if we do not make them more viable. Otherwise, the only way we're going to resolve the issues is also to rationalize them to other water boards. That's what's going to happen ultimately if we don't. So you guys have to start a process also. When you go, and this is consultation, I told the water boards not to sit on their backside and also tell you where the options are. In each water board area, you must go and look at what the possibilities of rationalization are with the goal of making them more viable. So for example, Sedibeng is huge, it spreads over 3 provinces, and its office is in Boerdapo. It's the furthest point you can possibly get from the Northern Cape. I mean, is that effective? Is that a way to deal with it? Is it really an effective approach? Then you get water boards that are scattered. They've got 2 in this province, 2 in this province, 2 in that province. Then another one has got 2 in each of those 10 provinces. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It's like these water boards are crisscrossing each other as they're driving on the road. They say, bye-bye, we go to one water board. Yeah, here comes another water board going to the same place where I was. I'm just going one time further. Now, the guys have to now properly go and sit in the set and see how we're going to make them more viable. Already, you've been overtaken as a department because with these grants, the water boards are becoming the agencies we're using to get the grants moving. So in a way, getting overtaken already by this. So we must then find ways of making sure that in their mandate and so on, the grants and how they do that work is maybe part of the mandate. So now you get a mandate
where, I mean, some of the water boards, the only man that they've got is money from outside. They've got nothing coming from inside. I mean, it's all with bushwhack reasons. There's not a single cent they spend now on CAPEX. What's the name? Amatole, very little spending and so on and so on. Shasuri, huge amounts of money from outside. So now, so you guys need to sit down and devise a strategy that properly looks at how we're going to look at these, particularly the 10 water boards. From Ghani and Rand, I'm not so worried a lot. But the other 10 water boards, how do we make them more viable? So on, and look at all these issues about the area, the cross jurisdictional stuff. And then just that some of them just don't really have a base. So you have to set up a whole strategy, and then with the strategy, I want to see implementation plans and business plans. Obviously, all this has to ultimately go to ministers for approval and try to get it going. But you have to, we've now reached a stage where you have to reconceptualize the water board. And you can only do it by looking, re-looking at the strategy. Okay? So that's the second part of the rationalization. That's very vital. Of course, all these processes, I wanted also to be reported here. Then I've also asked for the map. A map on each of these. Because then you're going to, it's only going to help with the rationalization. Because then you're going to see where all these water boards are crossing and going over each other and so on and so on. So this kind of work must be done with the intention of making them more viable and more effective and to be more used in this whole project of building South Africa, particularly the water sector. Okay? And how are we going to expand on that? So that would be the other issue. So those are two major tasks that the department has. And then I've also told you, in some respect, we want the report to be different. I mean, the areas to be done differently. The CAPEX thing, we need to have it properly reported on. What CAPEX comes from outside money, what is from money that gets there. Because the only way we're going to look at viability is if we can see properly that they are actually generating enough money to make them a going concern. The ones that are showing deficits clearly are just never going to be there. I mean, Overberg, if you don't do something quickly about Overberg, it's going to start out there. The only reason is they're unwell, so they're not showing the deficit. But it's going to happen all of them. They just don't have a base. Okay, so Toko, that is huge work. It's fit into the NWRS and all that. And I want to make sure that this does, you consult the people that are on the ground in terms of the viability, okay? Now this means, Toko, that we need to meet much more with water boards this year. If you want to be, come and give an exemplary report next year, you must be sitting with them. You must know each one of their lounges. You must know whether they're doing clip drip or black label or a blue label whiskey drinkers or whoever they are. That's how well you must know them. That's how you must spend time with them. This year, we've now consolidated the water boards. Now you have to push that extra bit to have a new vision for the coming year. So, of course, you've got your things up, particularly with people retiring and so on. At a very crucial time when we needed them, they're now deciding to walk out of the department. Now, so these are the issues that we've been dealt with, plus all these other issues I've raised, Toko. So don't forget, the two rationalization issues are implementation plan and a whole new strategy for the other one. Then the quarterly report that you get from them, and then all the other reports we need that are there. Okay, have I forgotten anything? Everyone happy? All I can say is, for the water board, very well, good work done on the whole. Those that are struggling, we'll be there to help. And to the department, I think you've done wonderful work on some of these things. Chief, you of WTE and you, madam, that is sitting there, infrastructure. Those other problems must be sorted out as well. Those reports, everything by May, I want it all sorted out. These heads that they owe you and so on. That's never going to happen again. Okay. All right, and to the members, thank you very much. I thought this week was good. Next week, we've got only a morning, Tuesday and Wednesday morning. We'll continue with the Department of Water, the issues that stood over from this week for there. And then for all your hard work, the week after, the one that you'll have off. Okay? Are you happy? Just to say that I've received a message now that the committee week in June, they're doing away with that now, so some of our programs are going to have to be changed because of that, because we had 3 full days of work. Now it's cut down to 2 mornings, because plenaries are going to now sit in the first week of June, where that's going to be a committee week. So I have to relook the program, and I'll give it to you next week. Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Please make sure you drive right.